Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And we look at this week ahead, which is pretty brutal for the Flyers. I mean, we've said that every week to start the season, but this week we really mean it. When they go to Boston, then you have St. Louis at home on Halloween, then you have Boston again on Saturday. A lot of fans are really excited for that Boston game on Saturday. I'm getting texts out the wahoo for tickets, like they're fired up for this game.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, but a game in the Garden with the way they played on Sunday, you better hope you played like Saturday and not Sunday.
Yeah, Boston had a little bit of a rough start. They kind of managed to get, well, they always managed to get it back together, and they've got star players.
Yeah.
The one thing about the Bruins, though, is Marchand is such a pest. He can drag the other team into it, too. He can really make you so mad that it gets you back into a game. I mean, he was yelling. He and his coach were going back and forth last week over a mistake that he made. He's just so emotional about everything. I would love him and Tortorella on.
Oh my gosh, that'd be must see TV.
Kind of like TK a little bit, but this would be this. I think that'll get them into it. But this will be a pretty telling week on where they're going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see what happens.
We won't, because we have.
Why?
Because we have to mention the one guy that has kind of been missing in action here.
Oh, right. The law. How could I forget the loss and the sauce? Yes, loss and the sauce, and really lost, is Morgan Frost, to the point where he's down to fourth line. And this is a guy that we said this is make or break your season. If a guy like Morgan Frost, he's in that tier of guys, they got to take the step forward. And now Morgan Frost is your fourth line.
Fourth line, minus player. He's literally lost on the ice at times, it looks like. But annoyingly, when you get down in a game and you look down the bench and you say, well, who could be a game breaker? And you go, well, that'd be him. Or if they ever get into a shootout or something, it's like, well, there's the guy. But I wonder how many more opportunities there's going to be. I mean,
we say this every year.
Every year. It's like, this guy's, you can see that there's talent there. And then he'll just be literally not have a man on coverage. And it's not through lack of trying, I guess. I think he overthinks certain situations. And plus, when you're a guy like that, you kind of want to lurk a little bit. But if it goes wrong, it really shows up. And I don't know how much more patience they're going to have. I mean, you need them in terms of, okay, let's come back. But if you get in a spot where you can't even trust that, then you're not going to see much ice time. And I think he's at that point now where we'll see how much ice time he gets.
Yeah, I'm curious, because Torts has been pretty honest with us, especially last week, about that tier of guys.
Yeah.
Frost, Joel Farabee was a great example, where Torts basically said, if I don't see more from him, he's going to sit. He told us that. But then I thought Farabee had a pretty good weekend where he kind of saved his ice time then.
Yeah.
That's what Frost needs to do.
And we'll see what happens. They've been pretty careful not to, as we mentioned earlier, not to really hammer a guy for whatever, because they know everybody's struggling.
But sometimes Torts can't help himself.
Yeah, I think that may be the case. We'll see what happens. He's got the potential to have a big week and turn everybody's opinion.